Sometimes you might feel trapped between the right and the left. No one listens when you say taxation is theft.
But there's a place where people know harsh government brings tears. So grab some blue and adrenochrome. Let's make the timeline weird. Friends against government. Friends against government.
Entities.
I would say we have a lot of clout. I would say that. What are we talking about today, Paz? What is the topic today? What was bubbling in the DMs recently?
Well, you see, folks, it has come to our attention that there's a very popular television show in America dealing with some very, very serious topics, but that the TV host of this show is not necessarily treating it with the due reverence.
That's one way of putting it, yes. That is definitely one way of putting it. That's maybe giving Zach Baggins too much credit. Yeah. Ghost Adventures...
There's your spoiler, it's Zach Baggins.
Ghost Adventures is like... has pole vaulted itself, and pole vault is key here. It's pole vaulted itself to my highest level of interest, and obviously after the pole vault goes up, it is plummeting rapidly, and so I guess this is kind of an episode where we could put our thoughts together on this show. We're gonna go through four of these episodes in as succinct a manner as we can, and then maybe we'll talk about Zach. Thank you for attending, gentlemen, for this roundtable discussion. We got four episodes here, and
it's
Jake,
more of a triangle table.
It's. You're right.
A symposium, if you will.
Yeah, a symposium. I like to picture as it's kind of our TED Talk of sorts. We're going to go into who Zach Baggins is as a person. That guy's weird. First of all, let's set the stage here. Zach Baggins is what? Like, what is he? You know? What does he do?
Well, he's a paranormal researcher and an entertainer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
To the point that either of those things can be a thing, or to the point that they're separable, they are, in fact, what he is. There's not much doubt in my mind about it that that's what he does.
Yeah, yeah. He certainly is an entertainer.
Zach, I will say, like, Ghost Adventures probably makes the Travel Channel more money than anything else.
It's the number one show on the goddamn Travel Channel, dude. It's the number one show.
Well, it's like, after fucking... They said, hey, they stopped airing Bourdain's show. It's like, what else is there? Mm-hmm. They have shitty ghost shows.
Yeah.
And that guy who eats weird food.
Is Andrew Zimmern still on the Travel Channel?
I actually don't even know if he is.
That dude is like, awesome.
No. So,
they're still showing reruns.
He's kind of a rad dude.
Yeah.
Dude, like if
he,
you
he's wild
him on like other stuff, but he doesn't give a shit about anything.
No, he probably doesn't do much to like promote that show even. But it's the only show on the internet where you can watch a guy eat goat dick. As far
it's
as
it's very
understand.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
definitely not the only place.
maybe not. But yeah, I guess Travel Channel is having it's now the Ghost Adventures Network for me, because that's...
It is... No, that's what it... I mean, they figured out what... Like, it was like them and Discovery figured out that people gave way more shits about a bunch of retards bumbling around in the dark.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you think the History Channel did that? Do you think it was the History Channel's fault because Ancient Aliens was so popular? Everybody was like, we really prefer this.
Well, I have a theory about Ancient Aliens... And that is...
On.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Jake.
Okay. So, Ancient Aliens is made by... It's produced by Ken Burns Production Company.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I have a theory that Ancient Aliens is actually how Ken Burns funds anything else he makes.
Oh my god.
Like, Ken Burns is like... He's fucking real salty about it.
Oh my god.
Like, I love history, and I want to tell people about history, but no one's paying for fucking history. These people are eating fucking box sets of Giorgio Papadopoulos up.
Oh, my God. Fucking... That puts so much together because Ken Burns' documentaries are boring as shit. No wonder. How is he funding them? That's how. Wow. Huh. Jake, you are a goddamn sleuth. Do you know that?
I did a little investigating.
A little bit. Paz, what were you going to say?
I just wanted to point out for the record that Ghost Adventures has actually been a thing for longer than Ancient Aliens has.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's on season 19.
Is it really? I thought it was
Which
only
means
on...
it's been rocking since like 01.
It's like The Simpsons. Yeah. Has it always been Zach Bagans piloting this ship?
Yes.
I mean, you had that. You gotta give the guy credit for that. That is ballsy.
Oh, yeah. 100%. If you could make a fucking ghost show last for 20 seasons, Jesus.
Well, yeah, and there's specific reasons as to why it does, but yeah, it's mostly because fucking Aaron is in the background going. And everyone.
Aaron is my favorite part of the show.
Me too. That guy's such a dumbass.
The best bit in the entire show is the fact that Zach is constantly leaving him alone in the creepiest part of wherever they're at.
And Zach Bagans talks to this guy like he is a fucking moron. It's incredible. It's incredible.
In fact, that dude is probably quite a bit more rigorous than Zach is about the entire thing.
Yeah, I love Aaron's enthusiasm. He actually really probably still believes, like, I think Zach Bagans is sort of the like I said, the ringmaster here. I think he's the only one there who's really in on the bit, you know.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, he's just kind of trying. He's like DJ Khaled. He's just trying to bring all these people together, and he's trying to make it entertaining and not serious. It's what it seems.
Well, you know, that's why it's so perfect that he's constantly breaking the fourth wall too.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. So yeah, maybe. I was going to say, because this comes up a lot in the Zozo Demon episode, if we wanted to get into episodes. God. But, like, I don't know if we're going to talk so much about the content of the episodes as, like, just him, because he's so interesting. But in the Zozo episode, which is the first episode of this show I ever watched, and I've since watched it, like, four times, he is... When he looks at the camera and he talks to people, like, he's talking to a guest who's next to him, but he's looking at the camera, and he's flexing, constantly flexing at the camera. It's really strange. Have you noticed this?
That used to be worse.
Really?
The older episodes. So there was, like, the beginning, before, like, any of them, before, I think, Zach started fake tanning and got in shape, basically.
Yeah, he was a little tiny guy, right?
He was a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
They were all little tiny dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, at some point...
Zach started hitting the diesel.
And then Zach started fucking maybe doing a little bit of the old steroids.
Anabolic ghosts.
Yeah. That's what he's doing, dude.
Well, how's he going to fight the ghosts if he's not swole? You know?
Which, 100%. By the way, an episode we're not going to talk about, but an episode where they go to George Washington's mansion, or whatever it was, in New York, right? Speaking of keeping swole, there's a side mission in that episode, which is hilarious to me, because they knew the fucking main episode was so boring, and they couldn't even have it alone. They go into this haunted bar, and they go to the basement, and this woman is telling them a story about how this one time a bike, and I told you guys this, but I need to say it out loud, this one guy who was a biker, it goes into the bar, and he looks at her, the bartender, and goes, "Let me into that basement. I'm the toughest guy in Long Island, and I want a piece of this ghost." which is the most Long Island thing ever. It's so good. It's really good. So he does that, and he goes in, and he gets punched in the stomach, apparently, by the ghost, which is incredible. And, that's just, like, a lot of this show is, like, you can't, there's not a time when a single producer didn't go, that's a little silly, right? It's very silly. Yeah. It's incredibly silly, the whole thing. Oh man.
Yeah, it does. So it's like it's one of those things where it's like if you think paranormal investigation is an interesting thing, it does both good things and bad things for it.
Yes, it does.
It's like, oh yeah, more people might be interested in it, but also more people might be interested in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first thing my friends and I were like saying as we were watching it was, this looks like a lot of fun, you know, to go into a dark basement with a, like a...
You talk to any, like, normal person who does this, and they're like, real boring, very boring.
Yeah, right, right. I would imagine.
Yeah, because they're not making a weekly TV show.
I know. Yeah, I get it's true. It's true. All right. Which one you want to go to first?
I feel like we need to save. Why don't we start with Texas Hotel or Dumas and just kind of ramp it up from there?
Okay, that's true. Fair. That's true. I think Texas Horror Hotel is like probably the and I did see this one. Probably the, this is an episode, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we got the...
It's indicative of the quality of all of Ghost Adventures, I would say.
So, this is in the Magnolia Hotel, I think, as far as I remember. And it was about a serial killer, right?
Yeah.
Something of that nature. Oh, and and he kills that kid, and he blinds the kid's mom, and, oh yeah, but there was the switcheroo, dude. This was a weird one. You remember the story behind this one? I love how it always takes 13 to 14 minutes of this 22 minute show to just explain the story behind the thing.
Well, you know, just as a sort of producing, creating the show angle, they never have enough footage to actually tape the entire investigation.
They don't. Yeah, never. They don't.
No.
So what do you think? What do we think about Texas Horror Hotel? Do you remember any of the bits?
Well, the first thing that stuck in my craw was before they even actually got to the hotel. I was just rewatching this episode this morning.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about how he was tweeting with the city of San Antonio's official tourism Twitter account.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember hearing that and I was like, huh? You know, like, okay, sure. That seems like the kind of guy he's tweeting at, you know.
But then on top of that, they took that detour on the way to the hotel to check out those train tracks.
That's right.
Where the ghost children would push you over the tracks or whatever.
Yes. Uh-huh, I remember
that.
And
they were able to find absolutely no proof of it whatsoever, obviously.
I mean, like, if you have had a train accident in your town that involves a bus, like, that children, story that is, story exists.
Yeah. Right, and that was what I was going to say. That's one of the most common ghost stories across America. That's not unique to San Antonio.
It's like the dead hitchhiker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or the lady in white sort of deal.
Right. It's common enough that there's probably a Supernatural episode about it.
There's probably many. I feels like every single one of these episodes is about, like, a creepy kid. Some dead creepy kid.
Kids are creepy.
Yeah, they are.
Dead kids are fucking weird, man.
Does Zach Bagans only do ghosts? Like, does he not do... I mean, like, the Goat Man one was season, like...
He does
a lot of demon shit.
He does do.
Wait, aliens in the newest season? I haven't seen the newest season yet.
Man, fellas, you're missing out. He goes to a fucking, like, a low rent version of Skinwalker.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Yeah, he's got to branch out, right? They have to be branching out.
You can only do so many seasons of, like, Zach Bagans is scared of ghosts.
Dude, that's funny too when he gets scared. And you know, I don't know if the crew pranks him or if he's just the best actor of all time, but I love it.
My anxiety, I have to leave. I got in the car.
Oh my god, yeah. I left the house to clear my head of the bad things. Like, that's every episode, at least once he has to leave the house.
Calm down, drama queen.
You big bitch. Dude, there was one episode. There's one episode where they go into a fucking horror factory. It's actually called the Fear Factory, I think. And they have this little fat kid who's reading from the Satanic Bible. And to try, which is just so funny to me because the Satanic Bible is just not related
It was written in this century. It's not scary.
Like, what do you think? Anton LaVey didn't believe in any of that shit.
No.
That was so funny to me, is they just had this little fat kid, and he's just, like, reciting verses, and they had the nerve. Do you remember this? They had the nerve to bleep the words out. Because they said if the Satanic Bible's words get broadcast over television, basically an apocalypse might happen or something.
Like, you were imparting too much cool shit to a book written in, like, 1963.
A book that's, like, probably published by Penguin.
100%.
The frickin' Necronomicon has two different editions pushed out by a major publisher. I think it's Puffin or whatever.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's funny.
Like, if I can pick up a paperback of your book, it's not going to cause the end of the world.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, as it is described on Amazon, the Satanic Bible, mass market paperback. That's great. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, like, listeners, if you are, like, if you have not encountered the Satanic Bible at some point in your life and you are, like, twitchy about it, it's just a fucking paperback. It's not even particularly interesting.
Oh my god, here you go. This is kind of funny. The Satanic Bible, do you know who it's published by? This is like when you tell people that the Ouija board is a Hasbro product.
Parker Brothers, yeah.
This is who publishes the Satanic Bible. Avon Publications, which is described as one of the most popular publishers of romance fiction, and it's owned by HarperCollins.
Yeah.
This is like...
Of romance fiction?
Yeah. Yeah, romance fiction is actually... The group that publishes... That's great.
That's like Fabio and shit, you know?
That's fantastic to me. Fabio and the Satanic Bible. You got a lot of hits
That's what they publish. They publish books about, like, fucking dreamy fucking pirate dudes sweeping broads off their feet and Anton LaVey's kind of boring personal philosophy book.
Oh, man. But just the nerve. The nerve of that, where they could just, like... Because if you notice... In the entire episode, that specific episode, Fear Factory, when they have the book, he's reading the book, and they blur the words out, they don't show the cover, and they never actually say what the name of the book is. The only reason I was able to find out what book it was because somebody did the research into what the blurred cover looked like in comparison to, like, satanic books that are published, and it's the Satanic Bible.
Thank you, Internet.
Yes.
So it's like... We all know what you're doing. I mean, us who are, like, paying any fucking attention, we all know what you're doing there. It's like this kid actually thinks that it's a satanic book and doesn't know a fucking thing about Anton LaVey.
No.
And Zach Bagans is like, yeah, I've probably been reading Anton LaVey's bullshit for the past 40 years now, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
Anton LaVey, business manager of Zach Bagans.
Yeah, man.
That would make almost too much sense, though, if you think about it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Anton's not an influence on him, frankly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be.
He's got to... Wait, did Anton LaVey ever, like... Or, man, I'm thinking of Lemmy. I was going to say, did Anton LaVey ever wear, like, Nazi symbolism? Because Zach Bagans has got a weird thing with Nazi symbolism.
I don't think that LaVey did at any point, not that I know of, but I
know, but like some of his culty groupies, some of the people who really bought into it did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people want to be edgy, man.
There's an episode where Zach Bagans is straight up just wearing a jacket with an iron cross imprinted on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What episode is that?
I'll find it for you. It is just bizarre. I don't understand it. It went through the Travel Channel. It's like, huh?
Did nobody catch this?
It's really bizarre. And he also has an iron cross. He also has an iron cross ring.
Yeah,
really.
I think
strange.
It's like I think the like a lot of things. Honestly, and I will defend Zach on these ones. I think he thinks those are like a cult protection thing.
Ha! The ghosts are afraid of the Nazis.
Well,
yeah.
Look, when you dive back into that whole Nazi occultism thing, I think it would be easier for an entertainer slash idiot to get really accidentally wrapped up in that part of it.
Yeah. Oh, totally, that too.
Holy moly.
Like, so there's a turn in Ghost Adventures, I think around season 8 or 9, where the original third guy leaves to form his own show where he cries a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like literally, I'm not like making fun of him for leaving Ghost Adventures. Like his other show,
you talking about like Nick?
Him. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, you know the Zozo episode is the last episode with Nick.
Yeah, not shocking. He's a little baby bitch.
Yeah, apparently he's a little baby
bird
bitch.
I just opened that link and holy shit!
Isn't that wild? Yeah, I forget the name of the episode that it's from. It might be from the same Texas Horror Hotel episode, this episode here, it might be. I'm not 100% sure. It is about, it is in relation to some, like, Midwestern thing, so if anybody can find the episode where that is, I think it's maybe season 10, somewhere in there. Yeah, he's just wearing straight-up Nazi regalia. It's kind of strange. It's a little odd. It's a little odd. But yeah, what about Nick being a little baby bitch?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's, like, his whole other show is, like, he tries to appeal to the other audience of people who, like, like the part where ghost investigators have a big cry about something because they think that makes it more realistic.
Sure.
Hold on, is that the dude that's on Paranormal Lockdown? Is that the one?
That's Nick, yeah. A lot of crying.
A lot of crying! Yeah.
You know,
I never liked that guy.
As far as it goes, and I don't want to get off topic here.
Sure.
But in terms of pure ghost hunting, Paranormal Lockdown actually does a pretty good job of demonstrating it. Far more so than Ghost Adventures does.
I think there may be part of it there, like as to why he left. You know what I mean? Because Zach was, as soon as he left, the production ramped up. Like it went from being ghost show to ghost show with a bunch of effect shots in the middle.
Yeah.
So like, there's all these
that would make a lot of sense.
Like you know what I'm talking about, right? Like there's these fucking like little 5 second bleeders in the middle where it's just like a fucking creepy doll or a shadow demon walking around while Zach narrates.
Yeah, or the absurd overemphasis on the light anomalies and shit coming out of
Jesus
nowhere.
God, yeah, that is out of control. Like. If there is a light captured somewhere,
Zach
is 100% sure.
A speck of dust, my dude. A single noticeable speck of dust. He's going, it's a will of the wisp.
We're all gonna die.
I think that's what really started to bother me about the show, I think I'm gonna put it down now, is that's just lazy. You know, at that point, just fake something, you know, don't tell me that a speck of dust is an electrical anomaly. Just fake something.
One of the older big ones got caught faking shit and got a bunch of people called him out on it. Like a bunch of the people they were doing, quote unquote, investigations with. I think it was that paranormal, the one where the dude who ran it also got charged with sexual harassment a bunch.
That seems like, Jake,
gosh,
that seems...
I remember when that shit all came out, too.
Jake, that seems like more of the problem than the faking of the...
Look, there's two layers here.
There's the diddlery, and there's the fakery. Yeah.
The fakery was like, it was a lot though. It was like they had like 6 seasons of the show, and
that's
then
fine.
Like, two or three people were like, "Yeah, they're faking."
But whatever happened to kayfabe? You know?
I understand.
It's because this is entertainment, you know.
This stuff, well, something you have to understand about the consumers is though, there's a lot of normies who want to believe. And this is their only means of accessing it because they don't actually know how to get into the real
show. See, because to me, a kayfabe ghost hunting show where just the wildest shit happens, that's...
Yeah.
I want to make that show.
There's a channel that is like the incubator for Discovery Channel's ghost shows.
Oh, God.
Discover America?
That's the one.
Yeah, I know that shit.
Boy, howdy. If you have a ghost show idea and you are remotely entertaining, they will give you a show.
Oh, man. Well, boys, I think maybe not ghost. How about dog hunt, like dog man hunting
dog
show?
Dog man hunting?
Yeah.
They are the people who aired Mountain Monsters, so I don't see why not.
Mountain Monsters.
That shit is wild.
If you want to see like kayfabe the show,
that's it. Hillbillies building traps in the woods.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's what I want to.
A show where
your
trapper is not named Trapper.
They are wow. Look at these boys. These are some tremendous gentlemen. Wow. Look at this one with the bandana. He is tremendous.
Yeah.
That's Buck.
Buck!
He's kind of their
more,
lead,
man. I was getting more like a buck 50.
That's their main character.
Look at the size of this guy.
He is holy the, what would you call it? Like, he is the clown of the show.
He's the rookie, it says, yeah.
He is the rookie. But he falls down the most hills.
Holy Jesus Christ, he is tremendous. That is fantastic.
Dude.
That is an all-American.
I'm gonna get off topic here, but I gotta talk about that show at least a little.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, please do. We'll get back to Ghost Adventures. Now I think we're just in the ghost hunting milieu.
At the end of season whatever it was, 6 or 8 or some shit of Mountain Monsters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They've got like this 4-episode arc where the nominal leader of the team gets fucking kidnapped.
Oh my god. By whom?
By quote-unquote road team that's trying to stop their investigation.
Road team!
Yeah, they are the ones who want to hunt and kill Bigfoot, or also maybe a government agency, who knows?
Fuck yeah.
Kayfabe to the max.
That's
like,
perfect.
It is pro wrestling in the woods.
That's what I need. Why would you want to watch anything else? I mean, again, because if it's real, it's boring, right? Because that's just how it goes. It's just going to be boring.
It's investigation.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But it's to the point where they end up in this abandoned cabin, and like 3 of them are kidnapped by this group of whoever. And when they get let go, they go back to the cabin, smash out a one-way mirror window thing, and behind it is a hog head on a pike.
Why?
Exactly, Bird. Why? It is so wild.
Man.
I think in that arc where they go into a little hastily constructed shack in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And they turn on a UV light, and there's a bunch of veiled threats written in fucking UV paint.
Okay.
It's amazing. The show is amazing.
Oh,
it's just fucking stunning.
Oh, man. That is. Maybe we'll have to do another one.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Maybe we'll have to do
another. Watching Buck fall down hills.
I mean, look. There was this show. There was this one show where I think it's just called Fat Guys in the Woods.
Jesus Christ.
What? It's just a show about a bunch of urban fat guys. someone like me, you know, and they take them and they put them in the woods and they tell them to survive. And there's just this one episode where there's this guy, and I think his name is Bubba, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
And he goes, well, if we're going to cook this pig, we got to make a Polynesian barbecue. And I think everybody's looking at him like, what the fuck did you just say? And I feel like I need more of that from these kinds of shows. It's just, huh? You know, like,
well, Mountain Monsters is the one for you.
That's all right. Well, I'm going to have to watch that next, I guess. I'm going to have to watch that one next.
It's like 4 to 6 seasons straight of that.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. The Yahoo monster. Oh, boy.
If you have a fucking, like, if you have a local legend, they will come pretend to trap it.
Oh, man, maybe we can get him to hunt the road toad.
Have you heard of the road toad in North Texas?
Is it in North Texas? He just kind of moves around.
I don't know, man. I always thought that road toad thing was ridiculous.
I think he's actually from Arkansas, but I'm not sure.
I mean, really?
I'm not sure. Yes. That's my line. That's all right. Zozo Demon. Dumas Brothel. You want to do Dumas Brothel?
Yes. James Brockle has one of my favorite bits of all Ghost Adventures, and that's if there is a girl ghost, Zach will pretend to be seduced by
her. He is such a little weirdo, isn't he?
Yeah.
For me, the weirdest part of that episode, and the reason I wanted to put it on our list, is that creepy-ass shit where he hires those actresses to dress up like what he thinks old-timey prostitutes look like.
Sure.
And encourages ghosts to touch them. Like, what the fuck?
That is weird. That's right.
That's a pro move by Zach. That's
so
weird. That
so, yeah, pause. This was your episode of choice, right?
Yes.
So why don't you walk us...
It was just solely for that thing.
Yeah.
He claims that he's some sort of science boy and wants to do an experiment.
Ooh.
And that's how he frames it.
I'm a science boy.
The next fucking scene is him with these actresses he paid to dress up like what he thinks a prostitute in the Old West would look like.
Oh my God. That's right.
It's so absurd.
I forgot that because I noticed that at the time. And then I forgot it. That's right. They are dressed in the most comical, not like...
parody of anything.
I guess Zach is very culturally conscious when it comes to ghosts, you know? Like, he wants to make sure everything... The stage is set. The ladies look good. He had them growing their armpit hair out. They got gold bits dangling. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The bright colored fucking... What do you call them? Corsets?
Yeah, right, right.
Which, you know, obviously these people could afford in that time period.
Right, yeah, living in the middle of the fucking desert, yeah. That's right. He's got weird...
But he frames it, and he sticks to the bit of it being a goddamn experiment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's... trying to project it so seriously that it's some piece of actual research.
He should have taken
him projecting this goofy ass fetish onto his viewer.
He should have taken them into a dark room and been like, okay, now the ghost is gonna touch you. And he just starts poking them. Do you feel that? Like poking him in the forehead? Like, you feel that ghost?
You feel that ghost there?
You feel that ghost? They're actual prostitutes, and they're not having a great time.
No. Great time with Zach.
Yeah, not having a great time with him, just kind of like goofing off. just having a goof. I don't know. That guy is so silly to me. He's just the best. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anybody in this space who is more the best than he is, as far as what I need, you know?
It's a special kind of fix that only he and Buck from Mountain Monsters can deliver.
All right, well, this is basically now going to become a preview from the Mountain Monsters show, because I'm going to have to watch a few episodes of that, and maybe I'll get back to you. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. What do we have next? We got Goatman, which apparently I did not see. I tried to watch the Halloween episode, which is very long.
Taken out by the Goatman demon.
I was terrorized. Yeah,
this whole episode potentially full of like this episode has weird shit. Legitimately.
Yeah, I was telling Bird that before we started recording.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about the weird shit. What do they find?
Well, first of all, they had people cropping up with unexplained cuts and shit, like under their clothes.
Oh,
that was pretty weird.
That's weird.
Like that. Whenever that happens, legitimately kind of weird. Like, you know, it's Ghost Adventures, so it's like, did Zach just pop you in the ribs?
where did they go to find this Goatman? And is it actually consistent with Goatman stuff?
It is. They went to North Texas, which is one of the stomping grounds of Goatman.
Did they go to a national park, perhaps?
Well, Bird.
let me tell you about the national park system.
But one interesting thing they did in the beginning of the episode was what I consider a great amount of horse shit. They start talking about how if you draw a pentagram on a map of the United States, the lines cross and intersect at all these cities.
Oh, what
points.
Is that? What, like ley lines or just like straight up just draw a pentagram?
No, they straight up just drew a pentagram.
That's
their effects department was like, All right, fired five cities.
Right. So I guess before the fully contiguous United States was completed, you couldn't. Was that how it works, or was there a
pretty clearly? No, people built those places, those cities there intentionally.
Yeah, you know that's what I'm saying. But before the last one was built, there was no pentagram. Is that how it works?
That's it.
So that kind of seems like a you problem to me. Really, it doesn't seem natural.
Whatever you say, Ben Shapiro.
You guys caught the meme of him shitting his pants? Oh, shit. Oh, man. We gotta get Ben Shapiro on one of these shows one day.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. So the goat man spotted in a national park and,
it wasn't just that. He was long-time still photography person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after that episode. Because she had some kind of
that's
weird
right.
anxiety break.
Yeah, she like
she gets hit in the face.
Yeah, she like had a she got hit in the face or
something
claims to have been hit in the face,
right? And also claims to have had an anxiety break. I do remember hearing about this because I before we started I did a little YouTubing just to make sure, and that did come up. Yeah, that's weird, huh? What was that? She just smacked herself in the head, or what is the goat man?
I mean,
does the goat man assault, like, dropkick women? Like, is that what he does?
Yeah, so there's several takes on the whole goat man thing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Zach's flavor take is that goat man is, like, 100%. Like,
say that again, because you just cut out. He's,
Oh, sorry. So there's like a lot of takes on the goat man thing I've seen.
Right.
And like the goat man is a cryptid.
Sure.
Zax obviously is goat man is a demon.
Uh-huh.
And
not a ghost.
Not a ghost. No. Because why would a ghost pretend to be a goat? Duh.
Oh man, checkmate atheists.
Got him. Boom, nailed it.
Boom. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a fucking goat, would you?
No. You
stupid idiot. Why would you want to be a fucking goat? It'd be a wolf.
But, like, yeah, so, like, the whole shtick is, like, this fucking, or is that Zach's take on it. This has maybe some of the funniest shit in it because, like, it goes, hey, we're going to send Bill, I think it's Bill, not Bill, one of the newer guys. Who was like one of their sound techs? We're gonna send him down the river in the dark.
Bill Chappelle.
And I'm just like, that's a bad idea. Sure,
Bill Chappelle. That guy's the reason why I know that Adam. Is because that guy is awesome. Oh, I was gonna say
it's Adam. It's one of the younger dudes. It's not Aaron.
Yeah,
it's
Aaron.
But they send this dude down the river in the dark, and you're like, this is a bad idea. No matter what you're doing.
Wait, they sent the guy down a river at night.
Yeah,
like wading through a river.
No, they gave him a canoe.
That's
he
still
fucking ate shit out of it.
I was gonna say that's really still very dangerous.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
You don't want to be doing that.
You don't want to be swimming at night. Why would you do that?
There's fucking goat men in them.
There's goat men. It's weird, huh? What's the deal with the goat men and water? He's a goat. Goats don't like water. What is the deal there?
Well, hold on, Bird.
Okay.
Yeah,
wild. We can talk about the correlation between moving water and paranormal incidences.
Yeah, sure, but like specifically a goat. Specifically a goat, but yeah, okay.
Well, so here's the deal. The other explanation of the goat man is that it was a black guy who owned property and had a herd of goats who the local KKK didn't like.
Oh.
And they lynched him.
Oh, did they?
And then
did they lynch
him? His vengeful spirit is now a man goat.
But did they lynch him by the water or something? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
where his property was.
Oh, on the water
like
or so?
This bridge is like where his property was.
Oh, no, but you know, you hear about the Dallas-Fort Worth goat man, like, which is also related to the lake. It's like, I just wonder what the goat has to do with the lake. Okay, yeah, his property was there, he got lynched, and then he became a vengeful goat.
A goat man, yeah.
A goat.
Well, I mean, he's not, like, I don't know how close Denton, Texas is to Dallas.
I hear you, Bird, trying to make that bit work.
I know. it's all about the clout. The ghost. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. Now, what about running water? What is the deal there?
Well, so when you dig into the shit seriously, as I have frequently done, because I don't know what's wrong in my head, but whatever. For whatever reason that compels me to look into this stuff, you find just an abundance, overabundance of connections between bodies of water and running water and animal shit of all kinds.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, that's where your ghosts are. That's always where your cryptids are.
I mean,
that's where your cults are hanging out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try and rationalize it somehow. I guess I'll have to think about it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, beyond that, like, beyond, even if you look at it, like, in an old, like, legendary, like, a legend thing, like, there's plenty of, like, old, like, monster stories and cryptid stories where it's like, yeah, such and such can't get over running water. That will fuck with it or whatever. That will block its
That's
energy.
That's the old vampire thing, right? That's how that developed. Yeah,
the old vampire.
Yeah, which I know, again, there's sure there's some truth behind, or rather, I'm sure there's a reason as to why that it happened.
Where that developed. You know, theory, right? Yeah. Fucking rivers, people die at rivers more than they die at not rivers. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, if that's your theory about, like, why there'd be ghosts around there. I don't believe in ghosts, so I guess I'm just trying to...
people would assume there's more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I always figured, you know, rivers... It's gonna sound silly. Rivers make really strange noises. And...
That too.
You know?
There is also that.
And they provide a lot of static noise, which, you know, and all these guys' tricks come from misinterpreting, you know, random static, you know? So
100%. That's even exactly what a ghost box is designed to do.
Yeah, it's just produces static. And it's funny because Zach explains the, and I forget what the actual psychological thing going on is, but he explains it in an episode. He's like, look, we want to show you that this isn't, you know, just this thing happening that happens where if you listen for long enough, you start to hear intelligible noises. This is not...
Yeah, your brain fills in spots.
This is not an instance of that. And then he shows it, and it's very clearly his brain trying to fill in, you know, unintelligible content.
It's every fucking episode.
Yeah, every episode. Yeah. There's only one episode I ever saw that had, like, a very unexplainable, at least from the context of watching the TV show, unexplainable thing, where it was actually, like, a guy's voice. I think that might have been the George Washington one. I'm not 100% sure, though.
I mean, there's been, like for what, for, you know, I will give them some credit. Either their effects team or is great, or they have legitimately found some interesting weird shit.
Yeah, anomalies are probably not that hard to find, you know, when you're coaxing the audience into expecting they're going to show up every episode.
That's true.
Well, and here's the deal, though. I am going to go out on a limb here, as, again, I frequently do, and say the world is a really weird, fucked up place.
Sure.
And if you do this for 20 fucking years, you're going to luck into something.
Uh-huh.
That's,
you know, at least one thing on that goddamn show has been real. Maybe it's just 10% of one thing in one episode. But I don't believe they've never actually caught anything weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I do, but I'm open. You know, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, right? One day, maybe the ghost will reveal his self. I don't know. I didn't see the Goatman one,
Goatman one is, like, legit. Like, there are some weird things that happen there.
Give me one sec, Jen, so I'm going to be right back.
Oh, he's getting his food. It's yum yum time. Very nice. Very nice.
The yum yum attack. Yes. Again.
Yeah. What were we saying? Yeah, it is weird, right? It's I don't know. The Goatman one, you guys seem to say, had something going on, right? Something weird was happening.
Yeah, it is legitimately, like, there's some stuff in it that is fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But there's some stuff in it that's just like, yeah, that's interesting and could be weird, or it could be you guys are retards.
Yeah, and it's, like, and remember, since it's multiple human beings involved, very, very comfortable saying it could be a healthy amount of all of that. You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of interacting. Yeah. I am going to find an audio clip for this Zozo Demon one, because it is just perhaps the finest piece of content ever produced by this show. So I'm going to go do that.
Okay.
But I'm still here. So, So let's round out Goatman there. What do you think was credible? Like, what did you think?
I do think there was potential that Aaron got grabbed or something. Like, I think the thing that happens to Aaron might... It's the thing that I think is most likely to be relatively real.
Uh-huh.
And that's like he gets fucking... He gets hit in the side and grabbed, and then he ends up on his fucking face.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, huh, weird. But, like, that's saying it's got potential in the sense that, like, 5-10% maybe?
Yeah, right.
It could just be Aaron's a fucking klutz. Who knows?
Which that guy...
I believe if someone is going to see something fucking spooky and not fudge it, it's probably Aaron.
Yeah.
100%. He's the straight guy.
Talking through here, let me... Yeah. I got my clip up. I'm ready to go to introduce the Zozo episode, because this, I mean, again, pause. I don't know if you were hearing it, but this is one of my favorite like things that this show has ever done. Just looking back at it, I'll get it to the right time, and we can keep going. So, Goatman episode pause. What do you think? What was credible about it? What do you think they uncovered that was interesting?
For me, it always comes down to those mysterious scratches. And people being hit or touched by things where there's no rationalization. And you need to be careful watching a show like this, because they can ham anything up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm...
Cut the camera on somebody easy.
I'm just always really cautious when you see physical wounds manifest on...
Yeah, someone. That's weird, right? Because it's a fucking ghost. So how do... I that was one thing. Can you guys explain that to me? Does the ghost... The ghost is that a physical entity? I don't understand.
Well, that's the thing, is like...
Ghost isn't necessarily, but...
Yeah, the usually when like the scratches start happening, it's like, it's, you know, if you are taking this as like a thing, it's a sign of a more malevolent infestation.
Yeah, but how do they produce the wounds, I'm saying? Like, what, like
question
what is
mark?
Yeah.
Well, you see, when a being has amassed sufficient amount of power beyond perceivable spectrum, they are able to channel it. What'd you say?
He's going Super Saiyan 3.
Anyways, amass enough power and you can fucking manifest is what it always...
I know.
But you know, other beings might have lower thresholds and et cetera, et cetera.
I'm just trying to figure out if, because impact occurs when two things with mass meet. So does it get mass? Like, does it get
the idea here? Would be that it doesn't. Like, it doesn't need to. Like that's the paranormal part of this is that it can supersede the rules of nature.
Oh, it's extra physical.
If you believe demons are real, I particularly do not. I don't believe most of this stuff is real. Uh-huh. But if you believe that demons are real, specifically in any of the like Western religion senses, or even in like pagan senses, whatever, they are things that are from another plane of existence, and they don't give a single shit about the laws of physics. They're like lifting people off the ground. Fucking making them eat bugs, spinning them around the roof and shit.
I guess, you know, and then it just brings up the God question, and it's it's like, you know, why you know, these fucking things, why are they extra physical? Who's giving them the power? Some real dingus. I'm into demon possession. I can wrap my head around reasonable ways as to why the mind could be impacted, because the mind is not really physical either. But like when you start doing like pushing the ball, controlling the weather, you know, what the fuck are these things? And like storm entities? Like, are they genies? Elementals. Come on, I don't know.
Look, I've read the Monster Manual.
I'm very familiar with it, indeed. Very familiar with it. Yeah, it's
merely a CR3 creature.
Well, and it seems... I was going to say, it seems that most of these episodes, they're big shit, but yeah, they are mostly, like, small, kind of harmless things, you know, regardless. Yeah, one guy got punched in the stomach one time. Fuck that bitch-ass ghost. Who cares, you know?
He punched the camera guy. Who gives a fuck?
I don't understand why these guys don't go rosary in one hand and maybe gun in the other. And they're just like, and you know, and they just go into the basement, shaking the rosary around and pointing the gun and go, come on, you bitch.
Randomly.
You bitch ass ghost. Like, that's, I was basically, so my girlfriend and I were watching that, specifically the episode about the George Washington one where they go into the, with the Long Island guy and stuff. And I'm screaming at the television, just call the ghost a bitch. Just get it to do. It clearly is easily provoked into combat. Just try something. You know? I don't know.
That's actually one of his big bits is provocation, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. More like, yeah, touch these women, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
In older episodes, before they started doing like the creepy production stuff, the provocation played a bigger bit. A bigger role.
Yeah, you would think it would, right? You would think it would have to if you.
It's mostly just because, like, here's the deal: if say I were a ghost and some fucking hair gelled fake tan retard,
yeah, me, my,
whatever I was haunting,
yeah,
right. Say there's a tiny bird,
yeah,
just angrily strutting around,
yeah, doing what I do on right. Twitter,
he's chirping, yeah, just talking shit,
yeah.
I'd probably pop him in the face.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I would, like, if it's just, like, Aaron, who's, like, being like, hey, ghost, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, they're too nice. They're just too nice.
I'm not gonna fuck with you, Aaron. You're nice.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's just too nice, like, to these stupid fucking ghosts at this point, you know? If you want to catch something on camera, you know, I don't know, pray to your god, and then fucking go out there and start screaming and calling it names. And
you know they have, like, the American Catholic Church people on there all the time?
No, they don't, though.
See?
No, they don't. No,
Jake, that's a fucking op.
No, yeah.
No, it totally is. No, like, I forget what it's called. It's not called, like, it's called, like,
it's the called, American Catholic listen, Church. I actually know because, Paz, do you remember I was telling you that I noticed that?
We were talking about this. Yeah.
They called him an archbishop, right? Which is, like, a big fucking thing. So I heard that, and I was like, Archbishop of the Order of Exorcists. How did they get that guy? And then I Googled it, and I was like, no.
Veggie.
The only place that you can find that quote-unquote archbishop is from his own website.
Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. So he's...
I had no idea. That is great.
Yeah, it's a straight-up fucking op.
It's completely an op. And I think...
Well, I thought it was just some fucking, like... So my assumption was 100% that it was just some fucking... offshoot, like, we don't want to give the Pope money kind of thing?
No, it's just not even in any way affiliated with the Catholic Church, even a little bit, which is really bizarre, because the guy, pictures of his, like, you know, on his website, there's pictures of him in, like, archbishop clothing, you know, like, you're, you know, the I don't know what it's called, the other Catholics are gonna roast me, the fucking pink yarmulke, you know,
the pink yarmulke,
you know, he's got the hosiery, you know.
He's
dressed like one of those guys who huddles around in a corner until the Pope gets decided upon. Yeah, but he's a faker, and it's like
he rented the costume.
Two things, I guess, go into my head. Pause. You tweeted at Bill Mitchell today. If you even believe 20% of what you're saying, you're going to hell. And I feel like that's applicable with that guy. And then secondarily, what a bizarre... You could have just posed as any given Protestant denomination. You chose, like...
The one that has an actual visibility.
Yeah, you chose the one where it's like going, we got this head of the FBI to come, and it's like, that's clearly not the head of the FBI. Yeah. It's really bizarre. Really bizarre situation with that one. So yeah, that I think was actually the moment where I snapped, and I was like, oh, this is out and about trickery at this point that I got to actually see. Yeah, a lot of shenanigans and goofery, as they say. It really strange. Are we good to go on to the Zozo one, or you have any final thoughts on Goatman?
No, there's one more thing in Goatman. And I think Paz will back me up. The fake ritual at the end is the funniest shit on the planet.
Oh, they do a ritual?
It is nuts.
Oh, no. They do a ritual.
And they're, like, only showing half of it.
And they're like, we don't want to have the words.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're doing that exact bit again, and it's just wild. Where the fuck did you find this thing anyways? Is this, like, from a blog in 1996 or some shit?
So what do they do? So what do they do? They do a corny ritual of some kind?
Let me see if I find it.
So it's basically like that kid reading from the Satanic Bible, basically. It's one of those, like, this is very low effort.
Except that it's Zach trying to do blood magic.
No! What?!
It's hilarious.
What do you mean blood magic? Are you, like, in a legitimate sense?
I'm using it as the meme-y.
Okay, so I was gonna say, because...
He's just doing weird...
If Zach Bagans is, like, self-flagellating and, like... He's like, he's calling out the demons. He's like that guy from the Da Vinci Code. That would be something else. Oh my God. Oh man, that's weird.
It's toward the end of that episode. Uh-huh. I would. It's worth a watch. I can't find a YouTube clip of that.
Yes, and that is. Let me just get. I'll reiterate the numbers of the clips later in the show. But yeah, that it's called Goatman's Bridge. It is the episode after the Halloween episode. It's Route 666, apparently. From what I understand it to be. It's season 13, episode 13, which all of these episodes we're talking about are available on Hulu. Shout out to Hulu.
Hulu.
Thank you for sponsoring this episode, Hulu.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Trick again?
Shenanigans. It's more shenanigans. All right. Let me see if I time this right. Bear with me. I'm going to pause and unpause just so I know I have the right clip, and then... We can enter the Zozo episode basically with the theme of the episode right here. Alright, I think I'm recording again. I think I have the right start to the clip. I'll illustrate whatever's happening, but it's mostly the auditory part pays off. So what they're doing right now is they're on a Ouija board, and it keeps cycling back between Z and O. Z, O.
Build up your power. Is there power in your name?
Just keeps going back and forth.
Manifest yourself. Make a Zozo. Sound.
Going faster. Zozo. 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 It just keeps... It's like a TV show. It's weird. It's like a not supposed to be serious at all. Zozo.
It just spelled Zozo with 20 letters. When you put 2 and 0 next to each other, it resembles Z-O.
That's the whole clip. How wonderful is that?
God.
How wonderful is that? So on the screen, you know, there's just white letters Z, O, and it just appears as the letters are formed on the Ouija board, and that's what he says. He just did some kind of weird numerology plus, well, this looks kind of like that in the right font.
Out of the park.
Dude, what if he was using, like, I don't know, Times New Roman. It doesn't look anything like a 2. So that's the theme of this episode. Yeah, this is my favorite episode I've ever seen because of things like that. It is the goofiest, silliest thing I've ever seen. What did you guys think about the Zozo episode? I think it's called Zozo Demon.
Well, if I can lead off here.
Oh, yeah.
I think that as insanely goofy as this episode was, and you are in fact right, it should have been treated with a lot more reverence. Because when you dig into it, the whole Zozo bullshit is a very fucking real phenomenon that's been going on since like the early 80s.
Is it? Oh, that's. I thought you were going to be like the early, you know, 100 ADs.
Well, so the thing is, that there are possible stories of it going back much, much further.
Sure.
But it comes down to available records and stuff, and you can't trust hearsay necessarily, right?
Interesting, yeah.
But there's been like 5-6 Coast to Coast AM episodes on
Zozo? Really? Yes. All right, so maybe you guys can bring me through the real Zozo. What is very troubling about the Zozo thing is that it seems to only occur on Ouija boards. Which is indicative of something is going on in the Ouija board. And, I mean, we already talked about
the
that. The old Ouija. Yeah, the old Ouija. Yeah. So what is the real Zozo demon? Because something tells me Zach Bagans does not do a great job of going into the history of it.
Well, supposedly, it goes back to the ancient gods of the Middle East.
Oh, and, Pazuzu?
Pazuzu.
Ah, Pazuzu, of course.
Yes.
The old Pazuzu.
And, you know, that first returned to prominence in American pop culture because that was the name of the entity in The Exorcist.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is right. What they used.
Right.
But, obviously, there's a lot richer tradition than just the movie The Exorcist.
Sure.
And what gets really fascinating is when you start looking at the trickster archetype and how this thing goes by multiple names, not just Zozo, but also mm-hmm. Zuzu. And in some instances, it's also called Jeffrey. Itself.
Jeffrey.
I mean, was Epstein Pazuzu?
Oh, man, maybe we could round the show out with some of that. Yeah. By the way, I have thoughts.
But it's also called itself Mama, of all things.
Oh, Mama? Oh, Mama.
And you can trace it all back to being the same or a similar phenomenon, because what it does after it's sort of supposedly announced its presence, is it does the same sort of things to everyone that seems to be contacted by it. Now, whether that's just a pop culture thing, everyone hopping on the bandwagon, or if there's some sort of nuttiness, obviously that's still to be determined. But.
Right.
There's a thing that I always kind of think back to when I hear about anything like this, and that it's like a friend of mine was raised super Pentecostal.
Uh-huh. Shout out to the Pentecostals. Like, by the way,
shout out to
you
speaking in tongues.
Shout out to going. What was it? I tweeted. Oh no, that was for Baptists. I was gonna say shout out to you going absolutely wild on a Thursday. Shout out,
Jesus. But no, he said that there was a phenomenon that happened when he was at like any kind of big church event, and like it was recognized by people who were like not the churchgoers, but like the officials of the church.
Sure.
And that is that miracles spread. And I think it's the same mechanic for paranormal stuff, where it's like someone, I mean, it's why the Bloody Mary thing is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a variation of the don't say this thing's name three times in the mirror, it'll fucking murder you.
Right, which is so funny because the minute you do it, it debunks itself, which is interesting, yeah. Right? But
I have not been murdered yet.
Yeah, you do it? Oh, I do it at least twice a day, just to make sure.
Yeah, it's very normal.
Flex.
That's how I get up.
You guys have a lot more balls than I do. I've never done that.
Well, why would you, I don't know, you invoke Mary's name and a demon kills you?
Don't invite evil shit.
I don't know.
It's the Art Bell principle. Just in case you're wrong, don't invite shit in.
Well, you gotta have an equal amount of super cool shit. You know, on your side, I guess. You know,
hey. I think a lot of like the phenomenon that is beyond like non-physical phenomenon that is easily, like from a skeptic standpoint, like it is easily fakeable. Like anything with a Ouija board.
Yes.
Spreads like this. It spreads into the same phenomenon. And it's like the idea with like the Pentecostals, someone is speaking in tongues, and then 50 fucking people,
right? Boom, well, yeah, that's a pretty standard like Christian view of what like a charism is, right? Like, yeah, like
there's social capital involved.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. Like there is a transference socially of these. Yeah, and I mean that's what a meme is, and I mean that, and yeah, it's kind of all the same idea, right? That makes sense. Yeah, well, that's, yeah. But I think that's See, that doesn't explain the origin, but it does explain all of the fake sightings, which I think is what's interesting. Like, you know, first person sees Bigfoot, now everybody sees Bigfoot. But what did the first person see? You know what I mean? I always find that interesting.
Yeah. No, legitimately, like I'm a fairly skeptical guy, but I'm still willing to, you know, go out and find this shit for fun. So.
You
want to
go dog hunting?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Go dog hunting.
As he says around a mouthful of sub.
What kind of sub you got there? Whoa. Jake, have you eaten today?
What's your name? No. So last night I took sleeping pills because I couldn't sleep. And then literally the thing that woke me up was Discord.
Oh, man.
So I am
man.
Operating on a cup of day-old black coffee.
Oh, you that is rough.
Breakfast of champions.
Dude, why'd you have to take sleeping pills? You can't. You didn't just stay up? That seems to suck.
I didn't just stay up. No, I did not.
Yeah, see, that's... No, that, I was going to say, you and me are different in that sense. If I can't sleep by 4, I'm like, I'll sleep tomorrow.
So I will say this, in my 20s, I was definitely like, yeah, I'll fucking sleep tomorrow.
Oh, that's true.
I hit like 32, I was like, I'm going to fucking sleep tonight.
Yeah, I feel that.
Fuck you.
I feel that. All right, well, what you got there, Paz? Let's get a sandwich check on this one.
Roast beef, salami, pepperoni. Hot peppers and mayo and some spicy mustard. Oh,
that is fantastic.
That sounds delicious.
That is delicious. And I made myself a Salisbury steak, which is pretty dope because it's just beef.
I'm probably on deck to actually, now that you've said it, all these sandwich things, I may go get a sub after this.
Get a That's Sammy?
Rad.
That's good. Yeah,
Sammy.
Man. Everybody likes a good Sammy.
Sando.
What are you going to get on your Sando?
I'm gonna get the
buck. I'm gonna all of the meat,
every kind of meat available.
I'm gonna get the buck 50. Yeah.
We have a local sandwich shop. It is they do cheesesteaks and stuff like that.
Ooh.
But they do like sandwichy versions of them where you're like, it's not quite like overfill and it's slightly cheaper. So I'm probably gonna get that or a beef dip or something.
Oh, I like both those things. I want to get they make like a roast beef and mozzarella sandwich and they around here with garlic bread and they give you just a cup of gravy to dip it in. It's the fucking best thing ever.
Fucking
like a modified French dip.
Yeah, basically. Right.
Oh,
basically.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is the bomb. It's the best. Yeah. Shout out to Andy's Delicatessen.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Andy's Delicatessen.
Shout out to every local sandwich shop in the nation.
Yeah.
Shout them all out, man. Oh, Andy's Delicatessen.
Y'all are the real MVP.
Yeah, man. The real MVP.
I mean, you're out here dealing with Subway existing and you keep it up.
Do you remember, I think one of the reasons Zozo, as we said before, it's the last episode with Nick on it, and you can really tell why. Like, there's a tremendous amount of tension between Nick and Zach, and like, even to the point where Zach is like
they're
oddly
shots together in the whole show.
It's weird. And Zach is like talking to the demon and he's like saying, so you want to kill Nick? And it's like, I don't, nobody hears that, Zach.
No one said that.
See,
that just goes back to Zach being a weird fuck.
Oh,
right?
He's a weird fuck. Yeah. And he pushes buttons, I think, too much. Yeah, I do. I think he's a weird fuck. Weirdo. Yeah. Real weird guy. I was gonna say the Jeffrey Epstein of the ghost movement. I don't even know what that sentence means.
that's just not even a thing.
It seems like Jeff is the ghost of the ghost movement now.
Oh man.
All right, well, what do you think about Zozo? Are you convinced by this episode? Did they find something in this one?
Yeah, not even remotely. I think they just kind of aped the urban legends and hammed it up a bit.
The people they got on board were either people who legitimately believe it or they are, you know, just random meth addicts. They were like, hell yeah, I'll be in your ghost show.
Oh, fuck
yeah. We can rent a house.
Uh-huh. I don't know. It's this one.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a, this is, and like, you know, like Pat said, like this is like a thing where it's like, it is a notable phenomenon going back years. And like I will say, like, when you encounter stuff, like my obvious objection to most things is people like social capital. People like to feel good. So they will fake stuff for social capital.
For sure.
And,
for sure.
And that is where a lot of like supernatural anything like leads to me is just like, okay, you are doing this to feel, you're doing this to gain approval or whatever, and that's fine, but it doesn't make it like super ghosty shit. There are people who do like, you know, fairly rigorous investigation who run into weird shit, who are like clearly not doing it for social capital or for money,
right,
or whatever.
Like, it doesn't almost doesn't matter to them if ghosts are real or not, because their job is to prove it either way, you know.
Yep.
Yeah,
like that is
like
that
our actual researcher
the take I am usually like interested in.
Yeah,
as far as, and like Ghost Adventures is not that.
It's pure entertainment, and it's pure very good at that.
It is. It certainly is. Like, there was that one episode, I don't know if either of you guys recall this one, where they went to this house, and the thing about the house was that the ghost, first of all, it spray painted 666 all over the walls.
And then the tagger.
It also tagged like Native American symbolism on the walls. And it was the only episode I've ever seen of the show where they were like, yeah, this isn't real. Like, we didn't find anything at all the whole time. And it was a really boring episode. And that probably illustrated to me the best as to why the show is the way it is. Because if it was a real investigative show. Yeah. If it was a real investigative show, I wouldn't watch it at all.
Yeah.
Would not be interested. And that is, I guess that's society, folks.
That is, we live in one, allegedly.
We certainly live in a ghost. We certainly live within a ghost. We got a few minutes here, or at least I do. There's your content there. Do you guys want to talk about anything else? Anything weird? This Epstein stuff, huh? It's kind of strange. It's kind of strange, huh? Kind of strange.
You know what I'm really, really fixated on now?
Yeah.
There's two things primarily. What's going to come out now that the news cycle has shifted to this fucking Greenland bullshit?
Oh, yeah. How crazy is that?
So what's
going
to come out now while everyone's talking about that?
Yeah.
And which early stories are going to be retracted or denied by people? You know, all that weird shit where the story was changing daily.
Because
I think the thread to keep an eye on is whichever one of those doesn't stay in the news cycle.
Uh-huh. Right. Right. I that's an interesting point. I agree with you there. The broken neck stuff. I about five people DM'd me yesterday when the broken neck stuff came out. I'm not sold. I still think it's really funny.
Well, with the way the break occurred, it is still entirely possible that it's consistent with hangings.
No, well, more like self.
It's not a.
More like nowadays, it seems to be self-strangulation, they think, right? Not so much hanging as just, like, real tight, you know? Which, you know, I could see that. And then again, as my father suggested, as I believe he suggested, I'm not 100% sure, Hillary Clinton could have been in the room tugging those ties, you know? I don't know. killing Jeffrey Epstein as well, you know? Could have snuck right into that prison.
Jesus.
You know, that would be really wild if she did her own wet work.
Oh, 100. She burst through that guy. She burst through those goddamn walls with those beefy arms, dude.
Fucking Splinter Cell.
Yeah, bro. No, she fucking straight up. She elbow dropped the wall and it broke in because that woman's arms are tremendous, as my father says.
And they managed to shoot Vince Foster twice across the house and it was fine.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's some weird stuff there, huh? I guess I figured I'd just keep everybody updated on this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I will say, like, I am... It's highly suspect that, you know, the billionaire who has information on everybody is suddenly dead. But, like, in some people, in, like, I will defend Pope Hat here for once.
Me too. Me too.
Which, again, the prison system in America is incredibly shitty.
Yeah, you can always win a libertarian or an anarchist over by making that argument, because it is consistently true. I mean, it is. It is
a reprehensible thing.
The New York prison system, by the way. This isn't like Arizona, you know? This is New York. Yeah. This is the most incompetent fucking government in the entire state system. So, it really very well could be that as well. I don't know. Yeah.
And like it could, like, there's He's a reasonable with case the to be made that both things happen. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like it is possible that, you know, this is interference from outside, and it's also possible that the people, the New York prison system, the American prison system is insane and completely fucking just full of psychopaths.
Sure. He could have also had his bone broken when his cellmate attacked him and then had to be removed.
Fair.
Which I feel is possible as well.
I think it's kind of like.
I want to know more about how that dude got a cell phone, by the way.
Oh, that guy got a cell phone?
I want to know more about how he got a cellmate, period.
See, that's funny, huh?
His cellmate had a cell phone confiscated from him.
That's funny, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that funny, though? That it could easily be, again, that guy was handed the cell phone and told to attack him, or he could have had a cell phone. You know?
Right.
How hard is it to get a cell phone in prison? Not that hard.
Not that hard.
No. There's motherfuckers who smoke meth in prison. It's not that hard to get shit in. It's really not. They fucking check us at the airport more than they check the prisoners.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's my daily cynical take on Jeff Epstein.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see, I guess. Oh, and they got that bitch, they got her, right? Or they found her.
No.
They found her.
They found her, but they ain't got her.
They didn't get her yet, but they found her.
Elusive.
So,
but no, I mean, like the that, and I will say, like the amount of suspect things happening all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Epstein, like the Epstein suicide, quote unquote suicide attempt, suicide. Jeffrey Epstein's wild pedophile island is suddenly on fire.
Well, didn't the fucking FBI go in?
Yeah, it turns out the fire was, in fact, not real, unfortunately.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's so much. There's a tremendous amount of misinformation going out. And it's really confusing things. I was going to say, but what would be funny is, you know, on my show, we talk about that New Mexico thing a lot and about how the fucking FBI came in and burned that shit to the ground. And we still don't really know why. And I would not be surprised if Jeffrey Epstein's island was getting burned down by the FBI either, you know? I don't know. Nowadays, with John McAfee invading that island with drones and shit, like that, you know, you got to keep that guy out. You got to keep that guy out.
McAfee was in London when the latest drone footage dropped.
No.
It's not McAfee.
No, I'm well aware, Potts.
I see a lot of people still trying to say that Rusty Shackleford is John McAfee. And
Rusty Shackleford!
Fucking no.
No, but like, just, it doesn't matter, so it might as well be, right?
You're right.
You know how, like, do you know how, like, Homer wrote, like, all of, like, the Iliad and the Odyssey, but, like, there's no Homer. It was just a bunch of different people? That's John McAfee. You know?
Several John McAfee.
John McAfee is several different actors as well as John McAfee the individual. At least that's how I view most things. There we go, guys. Thank you very much for doing this. I don't know whose show this is going on. Maybe it's going on all of ours.
Potentially all of ours.
That was cool, man. What's next? Fucking Mountain Monsters, I think.
Mountain Monsters. That's
definitely
the next.
Mountain Monsters.
You guys are gonna. We'll keep in touch. I'll have to get a couple of. I don't know. We'll put three episodes of that show together. Are they different monsters every time, or is it mostly just, you know, goofery on the part
it
of
is
the?
Both?
It's obviously
it is both.
Goofery.
Yeah. No. I meant like, is it one monster that they keep goofing about, or is it multiple monsters and there's
a lot of it is Bigfoot.
They're after Bigfoot at all times, but the bit is that they get sidetracked looking for everything else.
Side quests
looking for Bigfoot.
Very nice. Yeah. I like that a lot. So yeah, three episodes there, and I guess we'll do that one again. And everybody, do your plugs, I guess. Oh God, I haven't done plugs in a long time. I gotta get my plugs.
Listen to the Gaslight Hour, folks.
Unless you already are listening to the Gaslight Hour, in which case, keep listening to the Gaslight Hour. Jake.
I'm Jake from the Damn Woods. Go check us out, thedamnwoods.com, at the Damn Woods on Twitter. Stuff like that. If you're listening to the show, if you listen to this episode via the Damn Woods, thank you for listening.
And I am Carr Campit of the Friends Against Government podcast. And come watch us. And
noted Quaker.
noted man of the cloth. Come watch the show, and if you are watching on the old Fagcast, well, thank you very much for doing so. And keep two hands on the wheel.
Somebody has to squaw.
Squaw!
There you go.